Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will start out contemplating A Course in Miracles workbook lesson 70. And following that, we will drop deeply into our hearts with a meditation that Jesus has given us in this lesson. Lesson 70, My Salvation Comes from Me. All temptation is nothing more than some form of a basic temptation not to believe the idea for today. Salvation seems to come from anywhere except from you. So too does the source of guilt. You see neither guilt nor salvation as in your own mind and nowhere else. When you realize that all guilt is solely an invention of your mind, you also realize that guilt and salvation must be in the same place. In understanding this, you are saved. The seeming cost of accepting today's idea is this. It means that nothing outside yourself can save you. Nothing outside yourself can give you peace. But it also means that nothing outside yourself can hurt you or disturb your peace or upset you in any way. Today's idea places you in charge of the universe, where you belong, because of what you are. This is not a role that can be partially accepted, and you must surely begin to see that accepting it is salvation. My salvation comes from me. It cannot come from anywhere else. Jesus asks us to review some of the external places where we have looked for salvation in the past. Some of these include in other people, in possessions, in various situations and events, in self-concepts that we sought to make real, he says, recognizing that salvation is not there, and tell yourself, my salvation cannot come from any of these things. My salvation comes from me and only me. As I read this, I noticed a reaction in the body when I read, quote, nothing outside yourself can save you, end quote. That line shook me. I became deeply aware that I find that fearful, that I believe I am incomplete in some way. As I look with Holy Spirit, on where I think my salvation lies. It turns into looking at where my fears lie, because where my fears are points to where I think my salvation comes from. If I'm fearful that I won't have enough money, then I think my salvation comes from having more money. Or if I am afraid I am in bad health, then I think my salvation comes from the things of the world that, quote unquote, make me healthy. If I am fearful that I am not loved, then I think my salvation comes from somebody loving me. What Jesus is saying in this lesson is that I have nothing to fear. All my fears come from within me as well. And my salvation comes from within me, not outside of me. Everything that I believe that is false comes from my mind. And my salvation comes from not believing them, but instead believing the truth of who I am. That is my salvation. The truth that these things that I find fearful aren't the truth of who I am. It isn't the truth of me. It isn't the true me that believes in these false ideas. Some of this may seem like a stretch, but it's okay to have a stretch. It just means I'm not ready yet. And to try to force myself to be ready is just an ego tactic to put me back into more fear. So I have to be gentle with myself and honest. And I need to have a willingness to ask for help when I find myself stretching. Holy Spirit, help me today to recognize when I am in fear and to ask for help to look at that honestly. And to remember that my salvation comes from me. It is in asking for help that I can be healed, asking for my inner guide to help me. Help me to see the truth and not the illusion. To help me to see that I am complete. Amen. Jesus has a meditation, which I will read to you as we sink deeply into our hearts. It is a meditation as a continuation from yesterday's meditation. He says, "Now we will try to reach the light in you, which is where your salvation is. You cannot find it in the clouds that surround the light. And it is in them. You have been looking for it. It is not there. It is past the clouds and in the light beyond. Remember that you will have to go through the clouds before you can reach the light. But remember also that you have never found anything in the cloud patterns you imagined that endured or that you truly wanted. Since all illusions of salvation have failed you, surely you do not want to remain in the clouds, looking vainly for idols there, when you could easily walk on into the light of real salvation. Try to pass the clouds by whatever means appeals to you. If it helps you, think of me, Jesus, holding your hand and leading you. And I assure you, this will be no idle fantasy. Thank you for joining with me in the light of our love. Namaste.